بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا تسأل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here in this beautiful and blessed gathering. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us. And to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Indeed, it is a very great honor to be gathered here today with people who have iman in their hearts. People who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to understand the very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us for the fact that He has bestowed us to be able to gather like this. There are some places in the world where people are being persecuted, people are being harmed, people are not able to gather in this manner. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us more. Ameen. Now, when it comes to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to be from amongst the human beings. He chose for them to have skin, flesh and blood. He chose for them to have limbs. He did not choose to give us messengers that were made of nur. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the malaika for us to follow, we would have not been able to follow them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy and wisdom, He chose for the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to be similar to us. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, indeed I am a human being just like you. What is the difference between us and them? يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. That I receive revelation. But they were similar to us. They had children, they had wives, they had families, they had relationships that they had to look after. So in the same way, we can now look at them for an example. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That in the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a beautiful example for you to follow. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. For the one who wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the one who hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who hopes to see the last day. And he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a very great deal. So this reminder is not for everyone. This reminder, not everyone will follow. But the one who wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will take heed from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will follow his beautiful example. And what is it that this beautiful Nabi of ours taught us? خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِكُمْ. The best of you are those who are best to your families. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. And I am the best of you to my family. I am the best from amongst you all to my family. Nobody is better than me to their families than I am. So he was the best of examples. He was the pinnacle, he was the peak. We've got to follow that example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once stood up in the masjid and he said, today لَقَدْ طَافَ عَلَيَّ الْيَوْمَ نِسَاءٌ كَثِيرٌ كُلُّهُمْ يَشْتَكِينَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ. He says that today many women came to me and every single one of them were complaining of their husbands. And then he says, والله ما أولئك بخياركم والله ما أولئك بخياركم والله ما أولئك بخياركم. He says, والله, those people, they are not the best of you. So those people were not the best of people. Why? Just because their wives were complaining about them. Don't give your wife a reason to complain about you, because then you come under this heading of والله ما أولئك بخياركم. Aisha radiallahu anha, she is once in her home when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the home on her turn, her night. And he put his head onto the pillow, he went to sleep. Or perhaps he rested for some time. And when Aisha radiallahu anha was asleep, or he thought she was asleep, then he got up slowly, very quietly. And he put on his clothes very quietly. And then he left the house silently. So Aisha radiallahu anha realized that he's leaving the home at night. So she said, hey, let me go and see, what is he doing? Where is he going? So she followed him. And she left the home and began to move at a distance. And she notices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes to al-Baqi', the graveyard. And there he raises his hands and he begins to make dua. And she continues to watch. She's thinking that, hey, you know, maybe after this he will go somewhere else. So she watches him until he begins to come back. And as he begins to come back, she realizes that, hey, he doesn't know that I'm out of the house. So she begins to quicken her pace to move. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam notices a darkness in the distance that is moving. So he begins to quicken his pace. She quickens her pace. He begins to walk to the extent that he is nearly running. She begins to walk to the extent that she is nearly running. And then she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to run. So I ran until I got to the home and I quickly got under the covers and I put my head down. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks in. And then he says, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, Ma li araki hashyara biya. He says that, why is it that I see you with a voice, a breath that is fast? You are breathing very fast, like as if you were running. So she remains silent and she carries on as though she is sleeping. And then he says, Ya Aisha, what is it that you were doing? Why is it that you your breath is so fast? And then she says to him, La shay, there is nothing. That's all. She didn't. Obviously, this is not a lie. This is our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. But she says, there is nothing. A simple answer. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Wallahi la tukhbirannani aw la yukhbiranni al-aziz al-hakim. He says that if you tell me, if you don't tell me, then wallahi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most powerful, the most wise, he will tell me. So then she says, you know, I thought perhaps you left the house and you were going to one of your other wives. And she begins to explain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine, I want to pause for a moment there and ask myself and yourselves that if we were to leave for whatever need at night, perhaps you want to go and join a petrol queue. Late at night you hear there's petrol somewhere, you want to go and join. And your wife follows you. And you come back at home and you realize she's followed you. What will you do to her? What will you do to her? Hey you, what? First thing, you want to beat her up. You want to say, hey, what? Do you think I'm going to deceive you? No way. Hey, how can you do that? You want to start shouting at her. What does Rasulul Huda Muhammad ibn Abdullah do? The messenger of guidance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what he does? He says, can we all listen, please? So he says that, he begins to explain. He says that, look, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to me. And he didn't want to enter into the home because you, this is at night and however you are dressed, so he didn't want to enter into the home. So he called me out of the home and he instructed me to go and make dua for the people of Baqi'. So I went and I made dua for the people of Baqi'. And it is said that he gave her a light push in jest, in joking. He was just joking to say, hey, what do you think? You know, hey, what do you think? That is literally what he did. That is his response. The response of the best of creation. The response of the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to give this risalah that is with us today, the very reason why we are gathered here today. So he responds in such a beautiful manner, and we can take a lesson from this. First of all, when he gets up from his bed, he gets up slowly to the extent that he doesn't wake up. He puts on his clothes slowly, quietly, so it doesn't disturb her. And then when she asks him, he doesn't begin to shout at her. He doesn't begin to scream at her. But he explains to her. And he even jokes with her. This was Rasulul Huda Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his family, he was very beautiful in his way of dealing with things. And he... In another story, Aisha radiallahu anha says that I once woke up and I faqadtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I missed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was no longer on the bedding, so I began to touch around the bedding to see where is he. And then my hand touched his foot. And then I heard him saying, he was in sajda, and I heard him saying, Subhana rabbiyal a'la, Allahumma ighfirli. He says that. She says, he was saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to Allah, my Rabb, the Most High. And, O Allah, forgive me. And then she says that I said within myself, Wallahi ya Rasulallah, innaka lafi sha'nin wa ana fi sha'nin akhar. She says that I said to myself that, O Rasulullah, you are in one world, you are somewhere, and I am somewhere else. This was Rasulul Huda Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question is, do we give our wives the reason to doubt us in the first place or not? You know, this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no need to doubt him. Aisha radiallahu anha, even if there was a doubt, it was a doubt that he went to do something halal to his own wives. Yet, do we give our wives a reason to doubt us? How do we behave with other women in front of them? Do we flirt and laugh and joke and, hey, it's okay, just a handshake, it doesn't matter. And then it becomes just a hug, it doesn't matter. Do we give them a reason to doubt us? Or do we behave in the proper manner that is dictated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger? The next characteristic that I would like to discuss is loyalty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was loyal to his wife. Hala, the sister of Khadija radiyallahu anha, she once comes knocking on the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says, Assalamu alaykum. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately says, Allahumma halah, Allahumma halah. Oh Allah, it is halah, oh Allah, it is halah. Because by hearing the voice of the sister, he remembered Khadijah binti Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha. So Aisha radiyallahu anha is sitting there and she says, you are remembering her? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, most definitely. She helped me when nobody would believe me. She believed in me. She helped me with her wealth. She helped me by herself. She protected me when I came down from the mountain and I was terrified. Of course I will not forget her. And then he says that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to give me children from her, but he did not choose to give me children from anyone else. So she had passed away, she had gone, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember her. In one of the battles, when a necklace of Khadija radiallahu anha was brought for him, then he said, he asked the Sahaba, look at the justice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. He asked the Sahaba, this is from the booty of war that belongs to the Muslimin. Is it okay if I keep it? Why? Why would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want something of the dunya? Because it belonged to Khadija radiallahu anha. And then he began to touch those beads that his wife, the necklace of his wife. And he began to look at it and remember Khadija radiallahu anha. This was a woman who was older than him. He married her when he was very young. Yet, even after she had passed on, he remembered her. Even after she had passed on, he never forgot her. So this was the loyalty that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. He would actually, when he got some gifts from the Muslimin, then he would take these gifts and send them. بَعَثَ إِلَى صَدِيقَاتِ خَدِيجَةِ He would send to the girl, the friends of Khadijah radiallahu anha. He would send these gifts to them. Why? Because he remembered Khadijah binti Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. This is the characteristic of a man. Loyalty to his wife. He goes out there, he sees all these shapes and all these colors and all these sizes. And it doesn't affect him. Why? Because I have loyalty to my wife. I've taken a huge promise on myself to be loyal to this woman for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will be loyal to her. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِكُمْ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only was he most beautiful with his family and loyal to his family, but he was also, he knew how they felt. He read the emotions very well. And we can tell this from the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he says to Aisha radiallahu anha, he says that, do you know what? I can tell whether you are angry with me or you are happy with me. And she says, well, how is that? How are you able to tell that you are I am angry with you or I am happy with you? He says, you know, when you are angry with me, then you will say, La wa Rabbi Ibrahim. That no, by the Rabb of Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wa salam. She would take an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And when you are happy with me, you say, La wa Rabbi Muhammad. La, but by the Rabb of Muhammad. So even that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam knew. He was hassas. He knew that from her words, she's angry with me. She's upset with me right now. I shouldn't say anything. I should deal with this in the right manner. And when she was happy, he knew as well. This was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How many of us will walk into the home and we see that the woman has had a bad day, she's been cooking, her food got burnt, and the first thing we do, hey, I've had a long day, how can you serve me burnt food? No, it's okay. Even if we go hungry for the day, it doesn't matter. Eat beans that day, no problem, it's okay. Whatever you have to eat, eat and carry on and go, carry on. Your life will continue. But remember, don't hurt this human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this weak human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in your care. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the emotions of his wives. And when it comes to the servants that he had in the home, then this is a beautiful and profound lesson that we can learn. Rabi'ah ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu, he says that كنت آتيه بوضوئه وحاجته. He says, at night I would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his water for wudu, and I would come to him with his needs. Whatever needs he had at night, I would take care of them. If he told me to get something or do so, I would do it. And this was a young man. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asks him, he says, سَلْ يَا رَبِيعَ Ask. Whatever you want, O Rabi'a, ask for it. And imagine, this is a man at his prime. He is in his youth. He can say, I want a beautiful woman. I want a beautiful horse, camel, the best. I want some wealth. I want to open a business. I want to do some tijara. What happened? He says, أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ I ask you, O Messenger of Allah, for your companionship in Jannah. This was the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man who brought him his needs, whatever he needed, his wudu. This man not only wanted to be his companion in this dunya, but he wanted to be his companion in the akhirah. What kind of treatment did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give him such that he wanted to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah as well? Which one of our servants can say that I want to be with this man in Jannah? I want to be with this man in Jannah. Those who are below you, remember, إخوانكم خولكم جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed them under our hands. It is not by us, our own goodness. that these servants have been placed under our hands. Whoever has someone, employees, servants, someone looking after them, look after them. It is your duty to look after them in the manner that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked after his servants. When your servants and your employees, the people who work for you, can tell you that I want to be with you in Jannah, you've treated them right. You've treated them right. This was, well, you've treated them with the best of treatment. So try always to treat everyone well. You know how a man's character is judged? By the way he treats those who are beneath him. Because those who are above you, you will always treat them right. Because you know the stick is above your head. So you're scared that, hey, I'll get one here. But when the people beneath you, you have power over them, you treat them well, that makes you a man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true men, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the perfect example for us to follow. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.